The following is another high school sports presentation on Platte River Radio. Platte River Radio is Central Nebraska's radio home for high school sports. The game gets started in just a few minutes. We'll get you to it. But first, the pregame show. You're listening to Platte River Radio Sports.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back, everyone, to Shelton High School for Game 2 of tonight's Highway 30 doubleheader between the Shelton Bulldogs and the Wood River Eagles. Doug Duda, along with our producer-engineer Grant Sparks, with you on the New Tech Seed pregame show. And we can only hope the boys' game is as entertaining as the girls' was tonight. Shelton 56 and Wood River 48, a 26-point performance from the Lady Bulldogs' Tracy Meyer, while Wood River hit quite a few threes to stay in it, to come back, to take the lead. Kelsey Baugh led the way with 19 points. Kelly Bossert, 15 points and 13 rebounds. Here in the boys' game, short streaks, but streaks that these two teams are not used to. Shelton, for the first time this year, has dropped back-to-back games, and Wood River, for the first time this year, has won back-to-back games. So we'll see how it plays out here tonight as the Buffaloes get ready to take on Wood River. Kind of a tough one for Shelton on Tuesday night. They went over to Amherst and just couldn't get anything going offensively, and they fell 39-38. While for the Wood River Eagles, they beat Fillmore Central and then clipped a pretty decent Loup City team who's right around 500. But that is a very nice win over a solid Loup City team last Saturday night. So that's a interesting matchup tonight, Wood River and Shelton. Get it. Getting ready to do battle, and it's coming up next here on the New Tech Seed pregame show, Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. We'll take a break, and we want to let you know that Amherst and Gibbon are currently playing on ESPN 1460, 1550 as they head into the third quarter in the boys' game. Gibbon led Amherst 27-23. In the girls' game earlier tonight, Amherst beat Gibbon 48-35. We'll take a break, come back with the starting lineup for our boys' contest right after this.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about seed treatment options for your farm, contact Craig Weegis, local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Let's take a look now at the starting lineup for tonight's boys basketball game, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Go to fivepointsbank.com and check out solutions, products, and services that complement the way you live. So whatever your lifestyle, you'll find banking with Five Points Bank, the better bank, is simply better. First off, for the visiting Wood River Eagles, they will go with number 2, a 5'10 senior, Quinn Burkhardt. Number 4, a 5'11 junior, A.B. Rojas. Number 11, a 6-foot senior, Matt Winilevich. Number 21, a 6-foot 1-inch senior in Dakota Erpelding. And number 30, a 6'1 senior, Tyler Abbott. The head coach of the Wood River Eagles is Derek Lindsay, assisted by Robert Evans and Barry Carlson. 3-11, but they have won their last two basketball games. Now for the Shelton Bulldogs. Number 1 is a 6-foot junior, Dave Mueller. Number 2, a 5'11 junior, Luke Glenn. Number 4, a 6'1 junior, Clayton Stopcotti. Number 12, a 6-foot sophomore, Taryn Hawks. And number 24, 5'11 senior, Lance Lyons. Now, Shelton will not have the services of their leading scorer, Mitch Roush, for the first half of tonight's basketball game. So I guess we'll see if he gets into the second half and how this game is going. The head coach of the Bulldogs is Matt Walter, assisted by Dan Brown, 10-3 on the season for Shelton. And that's the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank. And we'll tip it off next.
Now here's two truths. The tax man cometh and the refund follows. If you've been waiting for the tax season to upgrade your wheels, the wait's over. Even if you've got bad credit, a repossession, or collections, the friendly folks at Midway Auto Credit are here to help. So go where you don't have to take no for an answer. Midway Auto Credit, located in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at midwayautocredit.com.
It's time to get our boys' contest underway. The ball is in the air, and the opening tip will be controlled by the visiting Wood River Eagles in their purple jersey and white trim, the home white and blue trim for Shelton. Brian Groupie's crew doing the basketball game officiating tonight. Wood River, little spark in their step after winning the last two. Driving the baseline, the shot is going to be no good. Fighting for the rebound, it's going to be Tyler Abbott. Getting it off the Erpelding miss, shot no good. Another offensive rebound, put back up, and it's good by Matt Wadalevich. So immediately, Wood River comes out and puts a little spark in it with a 2-0 lead and fighting for it on the opening possession. Now let's see what Shelton does, trying to bounce back from a first two-game losing streak of the year. Holding the ball up front is Lance Lyons. Wood River's trying to play man-to-man to start the ball game. Give it off to Terran Hawks. You got to look for Mueller and Glenn to be the two big scorers now with Roush on the bench here in the first half. And here's a three by Luke Glenn. It's off the mark that time. No good. Rebound brought down by Wadalevich. And we head to the other end. Up the floor with an Erpelding. Off balance. Hits the front of the rim on the shot. No good. Rebound brought down by Stopcotti. Stopcotti will give it to Glenn. Glenn comes to the top of the key. Now to the elbow. Kicks it into the corner to Mueller. On the low post, they'll go to Lyons. Lyons kicks it back out to Stopcotti. Free throw line jumper is good. And that ties the game at two. First points of the ball game for Shelton and Clayton Stopcotti. Wood River still not across the timeline here in a little bit of trouble. And now dribbling it across will be Dakota Erpelding. Hands it off to Burkhart. Burkhart on the low post to Wadalevich. Out to Rojas. 4-3. That's going to be short. Rebound. Fought for. Ends up in the hands of Stopcotti. And here they come. Shelton on the fast break. But it's stolen away. Erpelding got in front and stole the basketball. First turnover of the game. 2 minutes in. We're tied at two. And here is Burkhart into the front court. Dribbled off his foot. Got it back. And swings it over to Rojas. Up top to Wadalevich. Weak side, right side. Just holding the ball. Erpelding trying to drive in on Terran Hawks. Now on the low post, nobody's on Wadalevich, and he'll spin it off the glass and score. Matt has both buckets here to start the game for Wood River, and it is 4-2 Eagles. Up top with a basketball, Luke Glenn. Stutter dribble, pass deflected out of bounds by Rojas. So Shelton will take it out in front of their crowd. Again, a great crowd on hand tonight. Cozy older gym here at Shelton. Doesn't hold a 1,500 people, but it does hold a good crowd, and just 6 miles apart, almost everybody here for tonight's game. But if you're not, we're glad you're along with us on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Shelton tries the pick and roll, but it's covered. They're camped out in the lane. Finally, a jump on the right wing, no good that time by Hawks, and it goes out of bounds. But Lance Lyons had most of his tent already erected in the lane there. He was in there so long after that failed pick and roll attempt. Full court pressure, the ball stolen right underneath the hoop, and Luke Glenn to Dave Mueller. Mueller with the steal, and Mueller ties it at four. Wood River's first turnover, a costly one. And they get it into Wadalevich, and they walk with the ball. Wadalevich looked like he wanted to throw it to Rojas, and for some reason didn't. And here's where Wood River could get into some trouble. Shelton scores, they put on the pressure. It's a catch-22. You can't pressure without making the bucket, or at least not as successfully. And so now it will be their ball underneath the hoop. Out top, Hawks for three, and he'll nail it. Terran Hawks with the first three-pointer of the game. And that will give Shelton their first lead of the game at 7-4. Into the front court with it on the right side will be Quinn Burkhart. Burkhart stutter dribble deep into the quarter. He'll go to Erpelding. Back up top to Tyler Abbott. Swing it weak side to Rojas. AB back up top, just playing out around the perimeter here. Man-to-man defense by Shelton. top again. They'd let Abbott shoot the three, but the 6'1 senior, that's not his shot. To Erpelding, drives the left baseline, puts it up and in, but they're going to say a hand check foul before the shot on Shelton. And the foul is going to be on Taryn Hawks. That is our first foul of the game. 4:32 to go, first quarter, 7-4. Shelton with a lead here at home against Wood River. Eagle ball underneath their own hoop, and finally they throw it all the way to the back court and almost out of bounds before it's caught by Quinn Burkhart. So up the floor he comes, guarded in the man-to-man by Dave Mueller, and really making him work with the basketball. Crossover dribble, swings it left side to Rojas. AB is guarded by Luke Glenn. Up top, Boyd Levitch. Inside, they get it to Abbott. Spin move up and in, Tyler Abbott. First bucket for him, 7-6 Shelton, 4:10 to go, first quarter. And for the Bulldogs, they'll bring it across the timeline here with Glenn. Swings it over to Mueller, back to Glenn for the three. It's good. Luke Glenn with the second three of the basketball game for Shelton. 10-6, pressure is on. Wojtylewicz goes left wing to Rojas. He makes the pass up ahead to Burkhart. Burkhart is across the timeline, gets it underneath to Wojtylewicz, and he'll lay it up and in. Matt has 6 of the 8 points, 10-8. So each team has 4 buckets, but 2 of the 4 for Shelton have been beyond 19-9 and worth 3 points. Right wing with it is Dave Mueller. Mueller dribbles to the right elbow. There's that pick and roll, but the pass is behind Lance Lyons and stolen away. Fast break the other way. What a leverage layup up and good off the Rojas steal. So the second Shelton turnover, and we are tied at 10. 8 of the 10 points belong to Wojtylewicz. Now with the basketball, Shelton Stopcotti. He'll skip pass it over to the right side of the key to Dave Mueller. Back up top, Glenn comes into the paint and leaves it off for Stopcotti, and he makes the layup. Stopcotti with his second bucket. He's the first Shelton player with more than 1 bucket, and that was a great assist by Glenn. And at the other end, driving in and scoring on a foul for Wood River is going to be Erpelding. He has had no problem attacking the basket here so far tonight, and we've seen Wood River come a long way from earlier in the season when we saw him against St. Paul, and the foul is going to be called on Taryn Hawks, and that is his second. He's out. JT Ellis is in, and Erpelding chance to complete a three-point play here and give Wood River the lead back. 12-12, 2:57 to go in the first quarter. The free throw is up, and it is in. So Erpelding completes the three-point play, 13-12 Eagles, as Glenn brings it up on the right side against the man-to-man, picked up there by Burkhart. Haven't seen much subbing yet. Wood Rivers went with these 5 the whole way, and Shelton, I think, only subbed because of the foul situation. So Mueller kicks it back out. Glenn to Mueller. Dave, again, trying to set up that pick and roll with Ellis. It didn't work, so they'll reset it. Still with it is Mueller now, faking the pass to Glenn. He cuts through, and the drive and the shot from 7 is up and in by Dave Mueller. Second bucket by Mueller. 14-13 Shelton. Baseball pass deflected away, but back to Wojtylewicz. And as he drives, another foul on Shelton. So 3 quick ones here on the Bulldogs. And this foul is going to be called on Lance Lyons, his first. Now checking in for Wood River will be DJ Mayfield, a 6'3 sophomore. And checking out will be Tyler Abbott. 14-13, Shelton at home leading it with 2:18 to go in the first quarter. A little pushing down low. They get it in to Mayfield. Missed it. Got it back. Puts it up and in. There was a lot of contact. The Shelton fans wanted Mayfield called for pushing off when he caught the entry pass. At the other end, Mueller on the low block. Hands it to Glenn, who's trapped to the baseline. Has to kick it back out to Dave. 2 minutes to go in the quarter. 15-14, Wood River. And Wood River has not been a high-scoring team most of the year, so 15 points in a quarter, a heck of an accomplishment. And we still have almost 2 minutes and a foul on Wood River there first, trying to knock it away from behind. Quinn Burkhart tapped Luke Glenn on the arm. So the first foul of the game on the Eagles with 1:48 to go here in the quarter. Earlier tonight, Ohio State's women beat Nebraska 82-68, and now another foul on the inbound, and this is on DJ Mayfield. Here tonight, the Shelton girls rallied in the second half for a 56-48 win over Wood River. The Amherst girls beat Gibbon earlier tonight, 48-35. Amherst-Gibbon boys currently playing on ESPN Radio, 1460, 1550, and now we've got a tie-up. Erpelding tying up Dave Mueller. The arrow points the way of Shelton, so they'll maintain possession. Blue Hill and Sandy Creek are currently playing on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Shelton ball. They get it down low to Ellis. Fade away on a baseline, but his shot is off the mark. Takes a long kick all the way into the backcourt. It's loose, and it's still loose. And finally, it is picked up by Stop Connie and into the front court, Ellis, and back out to Stop Connie. Shelton down 1 minute 20 to go, first quarter. Stop Connie drives, goes through a double team, and finger rolls it in. Six for Clayton. Stop Connie. 16-15 Shelton, as Burkhart doesn't rush it up the floor. Wants the one-on-one. Mueller went for the reach around, couldn't punk it away. On the baseline, Wojtylewicz. Back up top they go. 18-footer is on the way. Rattles around off the glass and in for DJ Mayfield. Got a little shooter's bounce that time. Mayfield with four. Back and forth we go. 1 point lead each way. Back and forth on these 2 point buckets. Stop Connie looks at a three. Knocked out of his hands by Mayfield, but he grabs it back. 45 seconds to go in the quarter. Stop Connie off the screen, drives, misses, got his own rebound. Off balance, throws it up. It's no good. And then it is grabbed again by J.T. Ellis. And another opportunity here for Shelton with 30 seconds to go in the quarter. Down one, 17-16, trying to fight off the pick here. Getting through Burkhart, covering Glenn. Trying that pick and roll again. Ellis gets it over to Stop Connie for the three. Little flat, no good. Rebound comes down to Erpelding. Still 17 seconds to go. They slow it down. 15 seconds as Burkhart walks it across the timeline. One-on-one against Mueller. Gives it off to Erpelding. 9 seconds. Right wing. Holds the ball above his head. Dribbles into the paint. And a foul called on JT Ellis. They were clearing it out for Erpelding on the drive, and he's done that a few times. Ellis with his first foul. Still 5 seconds to go in the quarter, and now Matt Renault, a 6 foot freshman, is going to come in, and Wojtylewicz will check out. 5 seconds to go here in the quarter. Wood River takes it out on the side with Erpelding. Looks for a back cut, but the ball is deflected, stolen away, and they're not going to get a shot away because it's stolen back. And that is the end of the first quarter of play. Outside of that last 5 seconds, it was also very entertaining. After one, it's Wood River 17 and Shelton 16. You're listening to High School Hoops on Classic Hits 98.9.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow once in a while. You might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island, or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
And welcome back to High School Hoops. We head to the second quarter of play, and the Wood River boys leading at 17-16 at Shelton. We'll get the ball to inbound. Over at Amherst. Amherst has come back from an early double-digit deficit, and they lead Gibbon 39-35 going into the fourth quarter. And you can hear that on ESPN 1460-1550. Amherst 39, Gibbon 35. Amherst trying to wipe out a couple of Highway 30 opponents this week. They beat and upset Shelton on Tuesday by one. And again, the ball was deflected out of bounds, so Wood River will throw it in, and they'll have to chase it down to the backcourt with A.B. Rojas. In the first quarter, each team 3 turnovers, rebounds, each team 5, 3-point shooting, 2 of 4, Shelton, now a 3, Burkhart up and in. 1 of 2 in the game now for Wood River beyond the arc. That's the first bucket for Burkhart, and it's 20-16, Wood River with their biggest lead of 4. Shelton was up 4 in the first quarter. Clayton Stopcotti has 6 to lead the way for Shelton. Matt Wojtylewicz has 8 to lead the way for Wood River. Earlier tonight in the girls' game, Shelton had to fight, and they won it 56-48. Here, Burkhart knocks the ball away. We got a fight for it on the floor and a jump ball. The arrow points the way of Shelton. Stopcotti was getting roughed up in there by 2 or 3 Eagles just trying to defend the basketball. And taking it out right in front of us will be Luke Glenn looking to throw it in. Dumps it into the corner to stop Connie. Again, remember Shelton playing without Mitch Roush, their leading scorer here in the first half. Driving in, Hawks leaves it off for Lyons, who lays it up and in and draws the foul. So a couple of the lesser-known scores for Shelton working together on that one. And it results in 2 and possibly 3 points here. The foul on Dakota Erpelding will be his first, third on Wood River. And Lance Lyons, after his first bucket of the ball game, will put the free throw up, and it is in. First free throw attempt of the night for Shelton. Wood River is also 1-for-1. 20-19 Wood River, a minute into the second quarter. There's a lot of games where Wood River, this would have been a score in the third quarter of play, and they're off to a good start here. Right wing, they get it down low. Mayfield, good ball fake on stop. Connie drives in, doubling down to help as Lance Lyons, but we've got a foul called. It might be on Lyons. No, it's going to be on Stopcotti. First on Clayton, fifth on Shelton. Wood River ball underneath their own hoop. They'll box the lane. Throwing it in is Erpelding. And they look at Mayfield. No. Now where are they going to go? Mayfield was open, but they keep throwing it into the midcourt area. They get it to Burkhardt, back to Erpelding. Clear it out for him. Weak side. A lot of pushing going on underneath right now. Both teams trying to find some room. Erpelding dribbles in more, backs away. Shooter over Hawks, no good. Offensive rebound back up and in by Matt Renault, who's in there. Matt with the offensive board and put back. 22-19 Wood River. 6:30 to go here in the second quarter. Stopcotti just came right down and ran into Mayfield, and then he wanted a call. Ooh, big collision underneath the hoop, and a charge called on Dave Mueller running over the top of Mayfield as they got tangled up. And an offensive foul on Mueller. Big collision as he drove the baseline looking for the shot. Don't forget at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. First half stats of this game. We hope to catch up with Coach Randy Schultz of the Shelton Lady Bulldogs after their win. And we'll update you on the other scores as well. Driving in, Burkhardt with the dribble. Double team dribbles it right into his own teammate, Renault. Sends it to him. Matt's shot from 12, no good. Long rebound comes out to the top of the key, and Erpelding will run it down. Second chance opportunity here for the Eagles to Rojas. Weak side, skip pass right side, Erpelding. Guarded by Hawks. Off the screen, baseline jumper from 10 is good. Dakota now with 5 points in the game. 24-19, Wood River leads it by 5. And a timeout on the floor going to be called here by Coach Matt Walter of Shelton. It's our first timeout of the game. 5:44 to go in the first half. It's Wood River 24 and Shelton 19 here on Classic Hits.
Larry's Market in Shelton provides you with fresh foods right in your own hometown. Check out the fresh produce and meats. With weekly specials, you will save even more by shopping local. Don't forget, Larry's has movie rentals, party supplies such as balloons, deli trays, and deli sandwiches. Everything you need in Shelton. Why shop anywhere but Larry's Market in Shelton? Best of luck, Bulldogs.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
With our producer, engineer Grant Sparks, Doug Duda back with you here at Shelton. We've had some pretty entertaining basketball so far, both games. Shelton basketball out of the timeout, down 5, kick it out for a 3. Dave Mueller won't go. Fight for the rebound. We're going to get a jump ball called. And the arrow points the way of Wood River as Matt Renault and Taryn Hawks were tied up. 5:29 to go, first half. And it is still 24-19. Wood River with the lead. Wood River 3-11, but they've won their last two. Something has clicked a little bit here, and maybe it's because they're not playing Ravenna and Kearney Catholic and St. Paul, some of the top teams in their conference every single night, as Wood River will turn it over, first turnover of the half. There's some games in there I'm sure that Wood River probably should have been a lot more competitive in than they were. They haven't exactly beaten all the juggernauts in the world, but or lost to great, great teams every night. But maybe they're starting to put something together before they head into the conference tournament. Or they will have to play one of those play-in games. Shelton with a basketball. And they still got some work to do. Central City Orton given before the tournament. Underneath, they get the ball to Lyons. He misses, then going for the rebound. He fouled. DJ Mayfield got the board. And the foul on Lance Lyons will be his second, and that is the seventh. So it should be a 1-1. And so they'll walk to the other end as they inform the official that that is the seventh foul, and that should send Mayfield to the line for his first free throw attempt of the evening. You're listening to Classic Hits 98.9, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. And checking into the ball game, Matt Wodilewicz. A little extended rest. He had 8 points in the first quarter. Now Erpelding will check out. So Mayfield, the sophomore, will go to the line. Coach Lindsey says, I've got some pretty good young kids. We just got to get them a little more playing time, got to get them a little more maturity as Mayfield hits the first free throw. Kind of in a tough spot. He's got a lot of seniors, but not many juniors. Second free throw is up, and it is good. So Mayfield hits them both. 26-19, Wood River by 7. And this isn't being smart, but they haven't led by 7 for very long in any game this year. Down to the low post, Shelton starts their comeback. They get it into the hands of Luke Glenn, but he is not going to be able to get it to go. Does draw the foul, will shoot some free throws. And it's going to be on Burkhardt, it looks like, his second. And Luke Glenn will go to the line to shoot for the first time tonight. He hit a three-pointer back in the first quarter. And the free throw is on the way, and it is short, no good. Into the ball game for Given will be J.T. Ellis. We'll see how the dynamic of the game changes when Mitch Roush returns, as we expect, in the third quarter. Second free throw is up, and it is in by Luke Glenn. So he's got 4 points, but it is a six-point Wood River lead, 26-20, with 4.5 to go here in the second quarter of play. Burkhart will walk the ball up the floor. Shelton has decided to zone it up here a little bit. And the pass goes over the head of Matt Renault, but he grabs it. Now tries to make a pass down to Rojas, and it is picked away. With the steal is going to be Mueller. Mueller hits the trailer Glenn. Rojas on him. They set the pick. Trying to get him open. Can't get the shot into the corner. Stop Connie. 14-footer, no good. Renault jumped too early. Can't get the rebound. Nice play by J.T. Ellis that makes a bounce pass through the legs to save it to Stopcotti, who makes it. 8 points for Clayton Stopcotti. That was a great job by J.T. Ellis. He had to go down on the ground. He was on one knee and then bounce pass it right between the legs of a Wood River defender. And Stopcotti hit the bucket. 26-22 Wood River. 111 skip pass left wing. Wide open Rojas. 4-3 and he answers. A.B. with his first bucket of the ball game. And it's 29-22. The lead right back out to 7. Off the pick, Glenn, right wing, hands it to Stopcotti. Right next to him is Mueller. Mueller comes off a couple of picks just to go get the ball at the top of the circle. Trying to get around Rojas to the baseline. He's cut off there to Stopcotti. And Stopcotti walked with the basketball. Tried to do that little jump-stop move, but he couldn't come down at the same time. 1-2, travel. Fourth turnover for Shelton. And the boys are taking relatively good care of the ball. Shelton 4 turnovers and Wood River 5. 3:15 to go first half. Ravenna Sanitation halftime report is coming up. Right now, Burkhart brings it into the front court to Rojas, well out of the right side. Tosses it to Erpelding, who just checked back in. Bounce pass nearly stolen away, but that leaves Rojas a chance to take the 15-footer. It's no good. Rebound yanked down by Dave Mueller. Mueller outlet pass to Glenn. Numbers aren't there. Wood River's doing a good job of getting back defensively, cutting into the Shelton transition. Now a good move to the left baseline. Dave Mueller lays it up and in. 6 points for Mueller. He exploded off that first dribble and that first step. 29-24, Wood River by 5, and Erpelding has it deep in the right-hand corner. Tries to force it inside. Stopcotti deflects it away. Fast break the other way, and a great save by Perrin Hawks just to keep it in play. Flipped it backwards. Now a three-pointer up and in, and a foul. A chance for a four-point play. And Burkhart says, nice Oscar, Mr. Glenn. Luke with a chance for a four-point play to get Shelton right back in the game. And that is also the third foul on Quinn Burkhart. So he's going to have to come to the bench. And checking in, freshman Damian Martinez. And Shelton now would appear to have an opportunity to make a run before halftime. The free throw to complete the four-point play is good. The rare four-point play for Luke Glenn. And it's now a one-point lead for Wood River. So six in a row for the Shelton Bulldogs, and it's 29-28 Eagles. Martinez, they get right on him with the double team. He gets it back out to Rojas, swings it left side to Erpelding, back out to A.B. So they've got to handle the next 2-10 baseball or baseline pass, but Erpelding missed the layup, but he did come through and get it on the other side, play it back up and in. Coach Lindsay, both hands went to his head, went, man. Now at the other end, Hawks for three. It's too strong. Long rebound, Erpelding. He catches and hustles in one motion, but then numbers aren't there. 31-28. Wood River leads it by three. A minute 45 to go. To Martinez on the right wing. Gets out of there and gives it to Rojas. High post, DJ Mayfield calls for the ball, doesn't get it. Erpelding in the corner. Pivot for 360. Now back to him. Fakes the three. And a timeout by Derek Lindsay. He didn't like what was going on. He's going to call a full-length timeout, his first. 1:31 to go here in the first half of play. Wood River trying to pull the upset. They lead at Shelton, 31-28. We'll be right back.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
The most recommended by far, Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
90 seconds to go here in the first half of our boys' game, 31-28, Wood River. And they'll throw it out to midcourt to Martinez. Nearly walked. Shelton crowd wanted it, didn't get it. 31-28, Wood River, but right now on the bench, point guard Quinn Burkhart with three fouls. Shelton has been trailing most of the way here. It was back and forth 1 point, and then Wood River got up to seven here in the second quarter. And Wojtylewicz fires one to the baseline, and our official almost lost a head. It's out of bounds. Fourth turnover of the quarter for Wood River. Seventh of the game. Now back to Shelton. And right away a three-pointer up and no good by Glenn. Might have been deflected. And then we're going to get a foul called on the miss. The rebound brought down by A.B. Rojas. And falling into him was Clayton Stopcotti. And that'll be the second foul on Stopcotti, the eighth of the half. And so Rojas, who hit a three-pointer earlier in this quarter, we'll go to the line to shoot a 1-1. Coming up in a minute, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll talk with Shelton girls coach Randy Schultz after their hard-fought 56-48 victory tonight against Wood River. And we'll give you the first half stats of our boys' game, give you some updates from the Amherst-Gibbon game on ESPN Radio, and a little bit more as well, so stay with us. The foul on Stopcotti, they say, is his third. So we must have put one on someone extra earlier. The first free throw is good by Rojas. And the bonus free throw is up and in. So Rojas hits them both. Now up by 5, 33-28. 1 minute to go here in the first half. Up the floor with it is going to be Luke Glenn. Dribbles to the right side, trying to beat Martinez. Thinks he has a move, and he does. Luke Glenn sees the inexperienced freshman and takes it right at him. So Glenn now with 7 in the quarter and 10 in the game, 33-30. And if you're Wood River, you'd like to be able to play for the last shot with 40 seconds with Burkhart on the bench. But they're just running their offense right now. Wojtylewicz with it way out of the left wing. Skips it over to Rojas. Back to Wojtylewicz. Erpelding is lurking open in that left-hand corner. 25 seconds to go. Jump pass to Erpelding on the baseline. Cut off there by Lance Lyons. What a leverage back to Erpelding. He takes a three with 15 seconds. It's too strong, and the rebound brought down by Luke Glenn. A chance to tie with a three. Long pass down to Hawks at the baseline. Has his shot stuffed in there by Mayfield. Ball's loose. Rojas has it. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, three-quarter court shot is on the way, and no good. And we are at halftime here in Shelton in this Highway 30 battle The visiting Wood River Eagles leading it over the Bulldogs 33-30. We'll take a break and be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
The Cornerstone Bank in Shelton, helping you with your financial future, is what they do. Cornerstone Bank in Shelton can help you with home loans, personal loans, and business loans. They specialize in all area of banking. See the Cornerstone Bank of Shelton today and ask about one of the many featured checking and savings accounts they offer. A proud sponsor of area sports, Cornerstone Bank in Shelton, your primary source for financial services, providing unmatched customer service. Member FDIC.
Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Wife thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's Journal for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection, small craft and microbrews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us need time to sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
It's time now for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business to residential service, Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. We're six quarters in the books tonight, and it has been some entertaining basketball. Here in the boys' game, Wood River, with their recently found success, looking for their third win of the year, and they lead at that, they have third win in a row. They have three so far this year. They won one, lost 11. Now they've won their last two, and they lead at 10-3 Shelton, 33-30 at the half. We'll give you some other scores in a little bit. The Alma girls beat Loomis to the three-pointer at the buzzer tonight to win that one. Amherst girls, a winner over Gibbon tonight, 48-35. Amherst was leading the boys game at last check on ESPN Radio. And earlier tonight, Shelton 56, Wood River 48 in the girls' game. And head coach Randy Schultz joins us here to talk about it. They go to 14-1 on the season, the most under-respected 14-1 team probably of all time. But, Coach, I said it so many times tonight, and I know if we talk to Coach Parlin, it's going to come down to their turnovers and your defense cutting off some of their shots. They hit some threes, which got them in the game after the 10-point deficit. But that was a fun game to watch. And outside of the Wood River turnovers, I thought it was one of the most well-played, especially girls' games, I've seen all year and in a long, long time. Did it seem that way on the bench, even though it was a battle?
In a lot of ways, yeah. I thought both teams, I thought Wood River especially, they really came tonight with their A game defensively. I thought defensively both teams played really well. And even offensively, both teams shot really well. Wood River, you know, shot the threes great. They played absolutely wonderful game tonight. You know, other than free throws, I can't pick on too much. We didn't shoot those too well, which would have gave us a little more cushion. It'll give us a little bit more of a cushion there. But, yeah, I will say that's one of the more entertaining games I've been a part of.
And one of the gals that was shooting the ball real well was Tracy Meyer. Man, what a game she had. 26 tonight, 19 of those in the second half.
Yeah, and, you know, Tracy's been on a tear here ever since the Christmas break and really stepped her game up to where she's been leading in points and rebounds and normally and pretty much always assists. And she's just been on a real tear here ever since the Christmas break, is starting to get her shot flowing a little bit better and getting herself into the game offensively better, which helps a lot with Kaylin back.
And for the folks that didn't know, Kaylin was out. You were telling me five games, came back for the Ravenna game. What a game to come back. Everything's going to revolve around that Ravenna game. It's your only loss, but it was a five-point game, rivalry game, a win they needed to. Overall, even with that loss, how do you think the team has been playing here in the month of January?
I think really well. You know, Tuesday we played probably the best complete game that we've played thus far this year. Still not as good as, of course, I can always find stuff to pick on. But we played our best complete game. And, you know, we're still improving every single week, and that's really what we want to do. We're not playing our best basketball yet. And, you know, we want to be peaking at the right time, and I think we're headed in the right direction to be doing that.
I guess the one thing that I've seen in the couple times that we've seen you in a close game, you're not going to get to play a lot of kids, but how about the depth? Just seven-player rotation and all seven are very solid. Is that a concern at all as you head towards the conference and the sub-districts?
Well, you know, it is, especially when you get to conference because you got three games in 1 week, which is always, you know, tough physically. And, you know, we've been searching for a couple other players to step up and want to step into that playing rotation. And there are a couple that we have that are capable of it. They just haven't done it as of yet. You know, but it is nice, and it's very nice to have Tina and Mariah coming off the bench. They do a wonderful job for us. And, I mean, they do everything I ask them to do. They play within themselves. They're just a couple of great kids that really know their role on the team.
Well, the top two teams will battle here next Friday night when Blue Hill rolls in. Could be a precursor of the tournament final. I know you guys both hope it is. Blue Hill's a good team. I don't have a final on the Sandy Creek game tonight, so they're going to have a heck of a test. But what about that game? And it's got to be good that it's here.
You know, Blue Hill's one of those teams that it really doesn't matter. You know, records, granted, we both have nice records. We both have nice teams this year, so it's going to be a fun game. But it's just one of those games that it is always a really good game. It's always a well-contested game. And, you know, it's one we look forward to, and I think they do too. So it'll be nice to get a good test on ourselves going into the conference tournament and kind of see where we stand and maybe where we need to tweak stuff and get ready for the next meeting, hopefully.
Well, Coach, again, it was a fun game to watch, well played, and hopefully it can stay that way for your Lady Bulldogs. And best of luck next week and into the conference tournament. Hope to see you again.
Oh, yeah, it'll be great.
Coach, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Reddy Schultz, head coach of the Lady Bulldogs, who won it tonight at home, but it was a battle, 56-48, the final score, 26 points for Tracy Meyer. Everybody else under that, 8 points, Maggie Urbanek under 10, I should say. Emma Urbanek had 9. 7 boards for Lindsey Hahn. Wood River, 19 points from Kelsey Bosch. She hit 5 threes. Kelly Bossert, 15 points, 13 rebounds, and 2 blocks. Halftime of the boys game. Wood River, a little bit of a surprise, leading at Shelton 33-30. We'll give you the numbers right after this.
Killian Motors in Kearney wants your trade-in. Stop in today and check out the great selection of program and new vehicles at low, low prices. Killian Motors needs good used vehicles, and you can help. They'll give you a great deal on your old trade-in. Killian Motors, your GM dealer where people come back time after time. 8th and Central in Kearney.
You're headed in the right direction for service savings.
This broadcast is proudly sponsored in part by Clipper Publishing. Remember to read about this game and all high school sports action in the next issue of the Shelton Clipper, the Wood River Sunbeam, and the Gibbon Reporter. Clipper Publishing is keeping you up to date on all the latest news and sports every day all over Central Nebraska. They're a very proud sponsor of all area athletes in the game. Best of luck from everyone at Clipper Publishing.
And we're back here on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Final from Amherst, the Gibbon boys, 56, Amherst 54. Another nail-biter over there. Amherst boys have played so many close ones. They nipped these Shelton Bulldogs Tuesday by 1, and they lose to Gibbon tonight by 2. We'll see Gibbon next week hosting Wood River here on Classic Hits. Right now, let's take a look at our first half stats for Shelton. Dave Mueller has 6 points, 1 rebound. Luke Glenn, 10 points, 1 rebound. Clayton Stopcotti, 8 points, 4 rebounds. Taryn Hawks, 3 points and a rebound. Lance Lyons, 3 points. And JT Ellis has 2 rebounds. 5 rebounds in the first quarter, 4 in the second. Free throw shooting was all in the second quarter, where they were 3-4-4. 3-point shooting, 2 of 4 in the first quarter and 1 of 3 in the second quarter. Turnovers, 3 in the first and 2 in the second at the half. 16 points in the first, 14 in the second, 30 points, 9 rebounds, 3 of 4 at the free throw line, 3 of 7 from the 3-point arc, and 5 turnovers for Shelton. Stopcotti, 3 fouls, Hawks and Lions with 2. For Wood River, Quinn Burkhardt, 3 points, A.B. Rojas, 5 points and a rebound, Matt Wood-Elevich, 8 points, 2 rebounds, Dakota Erpelding, 7 points and 4 rebounds, D.J. Mayfield, 6 points, 2 rebounds and a block, Matt Renault, 2 points, 2 rebounds, Tyler Abbott, 2 points and 1 rebound. 17 points in the first quarter, 16 in the second at the half, 33 points, 12 rebounds, a perfect 5 of 5 at the free throw line, 2 of 4 from 3-point land, 1 block, and 7 turnovers. Burkhardt, 3 fouls, nobody else with more than 1. As Wood River leads it 33-30, you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. The second half is next.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, Clark, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Carney now delivers.
Shelton will get the ball to start the third quarter, down 33-30 against Wood River. The Eagles trying to stay up with this man-to-man. Dave Mueller in there, dribbles to the left wing, gets it down to Luke Glenn. Turnaround jumper on the post, too strong. Rebound comes down to Lance Lyons. He puts it up. It's no good. And then we see the ball go out of bounds. And Mitch Roush is not going to start the second half. We got a foul called, by the way. Didn't see that until right now. And it's going to go against Matt Wojtylewicz, his first. Getting Roush suspended for the first half. We'll see if he gets into the second half. On the left wing, it'll be Glenn. Up top to Mueller. 4-3 in the tie, no good. The ball is deflected out into the hands of Quinn Burkhart. Burkhart down the floor, high in the air. People go to the ground trying to get it. Wood River grabs it. 1-11 on the right side of the key. Playing catch with Rojas on the wing. Just trying to keep it under control. 33-30, Wood River to Erpelding down here in the corner. I mean, there are games as the three-pointer is on the way. Burkhart, it's short, and then the ball is saved in by Tyler Abbott. Nice play. Tiptoed the baseline to keep it in bounds. 1, 2, 3. Three games that they haven't scored 33 in a game, and three games that they've scored 34, and they got 33 and a half. Wojtylewicz, pull-up jumper from 13, off the rim twice, won't go, and a foul on a rebound attempt. Let's call this one on Shelton, and it's going to be on Lance Lyons. That is his second, and a ball will come in to Wojtylewicz. Back over to Rojas for three. It skips off, no good, and another fight for that loose ball, and down to the floor is Abbott, and it goes out of bounds. And it will belong to Shelton. The Nebraska women lost earlier tonight, 68. And that happened at 10th-ranked Ohio State. And the ball turned over by Shelton, dribbled off the foot that time of Luke Glenn, just as he was getting ready to make his move to the hoop. Wood River will bring the ball back across the timeline, faced with a 1-3-1 zone here of Shelton, seeing if they can get that figured out. Burkhart with the basketball. You're listening to KKPR-FM. Kearney, Wood River, and Shelton had a late start because of the long JV action tonight, including an overtime game. And then a great girls game. Shot by Rojas, blocked out there by JT Ellis, but picked back up by Wojtylewicz. So the Eagles maintain possession, but we've played over 2 minutes, and the score hasn't changed in the second half. Wojtylewicz underneath, then a foul called. He'll go to the line. Matt Wojtylewicz, who had all 8 of his points in the first quarter, will make his first trip to the line. And the foul is on JT Ellis, his second. A lot more action coming your way tomorrow night. We will bring you the Pleasanton Elm Creek doubleheader here on Classic Hits. Kearney, Lincoln Southeast on ESPN 1460. As Wojtylewicz's free throw is up and in, and our first point for either team in the second half comes at the 5:43 mark, and now checking into the ball game is going to be Mitch Roush. 6'2 senior sees his first action of the night with 5:43 to go here in the third quarter. The second free throw is up, and it is in. So let's see how this changes the dynamics of the game. Their leading scorer, who was out for the first half, is now in. To the baseline they go to Mueller. Mueller, Glenn is guarded by Rojas, has to give it off to Glenn. Glenn to the baseline, in traffic, scores. A dozen points now for Luke Glenn, 35-32. The biggest lead of the game for Shelton, 4. The biggest lead of the game for Wood River, 7. And right now, Wood River leads this game by 3, 35-32. Up top of the basketball is Rojas. Back to Burkhart with those three fouls. Gets it inside and trying to make the pass to Wojtylewicz. Abbott throws it away. First turnover of the second half for the Wood River Eagles. Men's college basketball earlier tonight. The Duke Blue Devils had no problem cruising by Wake Forest 91-73. They're 20 at the half. Roush drives here. Takes it over on the wing, gets it back down to Roush, backs his way in, forces that jumper. It won't go. Abbott tips it into Erpelding, and we head the other way for Wood River. And Burkhart will walk it up the floor, get it into the front court to Erpelding. And they figure with a little bit quicker guards, they can play that zone. Now Rojas for three in the corner. It's up and in. AB with his second three of the basketball game. He now has eight of the lead. It's back up to six here for the Eagles. Glenn couldn't get the three away. Goes Mueller down to the low block. We've got a foul as the entry pass comes to Taren Hawks. And it's going to be on Wood River. Dakota Erpelding, his second. Second foul of the half. 4:27 to go, third quarter, 38-32. Wood River off the inbound. They lob it up top to Roush off a couple of picks. He comes right side. His first shot of the game from the wing will be no good. Rebound brought down by Wodolewicz. So he's 0-for-2 since returning. Or getting in, we should say, for the first time here in the second half. Ball comes into the front court. The pass to Erpelding low. And I think it got out of bounds. And yes, it did. He was able to grab it, but by the time he did, it was laying on the sideline. And the ninth turnover now for Wood River. So the offensive pace of the game that we saw in the first half has definitely slowed here in the first 4 minutes of the second half. Stutter dribble Glenn. Baseline. Foul. Good. Erpelding on the foul. And Glenn is starting to find a little room now with more attention having to be played to Mitch Roush. And a timeout going to be called here by Wood River to adjust to that. It is the third foul on Dakota Erpelding and a chance for a three-point play for Luke Glenn when we come back. 4:01 to go in the third quarter. Wood River 38 and Shelton 34.
Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center, serving you and your sporting needs for years. And they'll continue to do that as we head into 2012. Don't forget right now that every item in the store, 15% off the mark price. Regular price, take 15% off. 25% off already, still take another 15% off. Maybe you've still got a late Christmas, they'll have something for everyone on your list. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center, wishing you a very happy new year.
So the timeout called there by Wood River. They'll have three remaining, 4:01 to go here in the third quarter. And Luke Glenn to put the free throw up. And it is in. So the three-point play completed by Luke Glenn. He has all five of the points here in the third quarter for the Bulldogs. 38-35 in favor of Wood River on the road. Once they got the lead in the first quarter, they haven't changed it. And now Roush and Burkhart up front getting into a little scrap. And Roush made the first move, but then Burkhart trying to shake him off, elbowed him in the chin, and is called for the offensive foul, which was probably the right call. But Burkhart just picked up his fourth personal foul. And Wood River wasn't able to do a whole bunch when he got his third with about 2:20 to go in the second quarter. And now he's going to be down for quite a while. 3:42 to go in the third quarter, and that brings the freshman, Damian Martinez, is. And in the second quarter, Glenn isolated on him and just took him to the bank a couple of times. Roush back up top. Glenn, 4-3 in the tie, and it's good. Luke Glenn, 8 in the quarter, 18 in the game, and we are all knotted up at 38. 6 in a row here by Shelton. Martinez gets it into the front court to Wojtylewicz. Wojtylewicz back up top to Erpelding, and he's going to have to go. Him and Wojtylewicz got to find their offense again. Driving the baseline, Rojas fouled on the drive. He'll go to the line to shoot two. He's 2 of 2, plus he has 2 3-point buckets. And the foul is going to be called on Lance Lyons. So he has 3. Stopcotti has 3. For Wood River, Erpelding has 3, and Burkhart has 4. And the free throw for Rojas is good. 9 points now for AB. And they take the lead back on the Eagles' side, 39-38. Second free throw now for Rojas on the way, and it is in. And substitution now for Wood River. It's going to be DJ Mayfield in and Abbott out. So you've got Martinez, Mayfield, Wojtylewicz, Erpelding, and Rojas on the floor for Wood River. You've got Mueller, Glenn, Roush, along with Ellis and Hawks on the floor. They get it in to Ellis. His shot is going to be blocked by Erpelding, and the scrap for the ball is picked up by Wood River. Martinez into the front court. All over him is Roush. His pass now deflected out of bounds. And Wood River will take it out in front of their own bench. Wood River looking for their third straight win and fourth overall this season. They've played fairly well. They've played really well here. And another hand check foul is going to be called here. This one on Shelton. And it'll be the first on Mitch Roush. Each team with four fouls called on them here in the third quarter of play. It was 33-30 at the half. It's 40-38 Wood River here with 2:40 to go in the third quarter. Martinez swings it weak side to Wilevich. Nowhere to go. Kicks it back up to Rojas. Rojas fakes the three. Go to Mayfield at the free throw line. Ellis got a hand on it. Has to pass it off. Erpelding uses his dribble back up. Martinez long straightaway three. Rojas good. Third three for A.B. Rojas. Eight the quarter and 13 of the game. He now is the team's leading scorer. 43-38. Reverse layup. Glenn drives the baseline and scores. Luke has all 10 points in the quarter for Shelton and 20 in the game. 43-42.05 to go. Martinez into the corner. Erpelding. His jumper is blocked. Getting a fingernail on it is J.T. Ellis. Now a long outlet pass. Roush all by himself. Layup good. Mitch with his first bucket of the ball game. Assist to Ellis. 43-42 Wood River. Minute 50 to go. Wood River, Wojtylewicz and Roush leaning on each other. Now Matt picks his dribble up near half court. Gives it to Mayfield. Back over to Wojtylewicz right in front of the bench in the corner to Rojas. A.B. holds the ball. One dribble back up top. Martinez, no Erpelding. Free throw line jumper crawls over and in. 9 points for Dakota. And Wood River for the moment is keeping the lead against Shelton. Glenn drives right side. He's just taking it to Martinez. In again. Puts it up and scores. Wood River's got to find a way to help the freshman. Because Luke Glenn, the junior, is just schooling the poor young man defensively. He's just quicker. He's got him off that dribble. It's just the way it is. Martinez obviously is a good player. Coach Lindsay wouldn't have him in there as a freshman, but he needs some help. And that foul is going to be called on Mayfield, his second. And Glenn just adds to his point total, 22. Now tries to tie it with the free throw, and does. 23 in the game, 13 in the quarter for Luke Glenn, and we are tied at 45, a minute 20 to go, third quarter. And Martinez has it picked away. Roush goes in for the layup, and Shelton has the lead. So the fourth foul to Quinn Burkhardt has proved to be huge here for Wood River. And now they're down two. Rojas to Wojtylewicz, who was so hot early and hasn't even shot the ball here, I don't think, in the second half. High post Mayfield. And a reach-in foul called, and that could be the fourth on Ellis. Let's see. Third on Ellis. Let's find out. No, they're going to call it on Roush. Second on Mitch. 47-45. Wood River to throw it in the pass tip, but Wojtylewicz has it. Shelton with the lead. Rojas thought about the long three. Ball fake on Mueller. Dumps into the corner. Now skips it back out to Martinez. The 5'5 freshman puts the ball on the floor. Back cut. Gets it underneath. The short jumper won't go. Getting his own rebound and putting it back up and in is Matt Renault. 4 points, three rebounds for Matt. We're tied at 47. 30 seconds to go, third quarter. Glenn, left elbow, hands it off to Hawks. Hawks down a low block, trying to force it into Glenn, and they foul him. So a lot more fouls here in this quarter than we saw in the first half. It's on Martinez, his first. Sixth foul of the quarter on Wood River. Five have been called on Shelton. 27 seconds remain in the quarter. Shelton ball underneath their own hoop. Backdoor Ellis open, but missed the five-footer. Rebound brought down by Renault. And Wood River would like to play with the last shot, you would think. Ellis went for the steal. Wojtylewicz got it, and now Ellis is going to get too aggressive and be called for the foul. And for JT, that is his third. This could come down to a free-throw shooting contest because every foul of the fourth quarter will be free throws. And Stopcotti now has to come in with 17 seconds remaining in the third quarter. All tied at 47. Wood River ball. They'll take it out on the sideline away from the benches and throw it all the way out to midcourt to Rojas. A.B. working on Roush. Leaves it off for Martinez, and it's punched out of his hands out of bounds. So they'll take it out again in front of their own bench. 10 seconds to go in the quarter. And they'll throw it into Rojas. He's open, but he does not take the three. That was the best shot they were going to get. Then they throw it away. Layup, Glenn, up and in, and Shelton will lead at the end of three quarters of play, 49-47. So the last 3 minutes of the third quarter, not good for Wood River. Let's see if they can find what they were doing well and get Burkhardt back in the game. But Shelton has rallied from seven down, and after three, they lead it 49-47.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Shelton. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just your insurance agent, your friend. They'll provide low-cost, quality protection and claims service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area teams from RAI in Shelton.
Do you have trouble hearing the radio? How about the phone or TV? Are you avoiding social situations because of a hearing loss? If so, see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center to learn more about the hearing aid products and services we provide. Or visit us at entphysiciansofkearney.com, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Well, we head back to high school basketball action here at Shelton. We're ready to get to the fourth quarter of play, and Shelton has taken the lead, 49-47. And the ball tipped away when River turned it over momentarily, but Erpelding does run it down to the back court. And then as he brings it up, he's tripped. So it's getting a little sloppy, over-aggressive, physical. Not physical, but reaching and grabbing, and a foul called on Roush, his third. And he's only played about 6 minutes. So it is 49-47. And at the free throw line to shoot the 1-1, Dakota Erpelding looking for his 10th point, and he will not get it. The rebound brought down by Clayton Stopcotti. That is his fifth. Luke Glenn with 15 points last quarter, has 25. Fast break, Mueller missed it. Got his own rebound and scores. Dave now with 8 points in the basketball game. And that makes a four-point lead, the largest of the game for Shelton. Back cut, Erpelding, one-hand jumper baseline. They're taking some not bad shots, as Erpelding got it away from Hawks and now lays it up and in. So Erpelding eventually does get the bucket and makes it 51-49. And at the other end, driving in is David Mueller, and he's got back-to-back buckets. What a game we've got going on. We had a great girls game. Ended up 50-48 Shelton. Wood River turns it over again. I've got them for 11. I've got Shelton for 7. Shelton, of course, led by Luke Glenn with 25. Nobody else in double figures until Mueller got two buckets here in the fourth quarter to go to 10 for Wood River. 13 for A.B. Rojas, 11 for Erpelding, 10 for Wojtylewicz. 53-49, three-pointer. Roush, it's too strong. Offensive rebound, though, pulled down by Stopcotti, and Stopcotti will be fouled. And again, we're on the bonus both sides, so every foul in the fourth quarter means free throws. You're listening to Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com, some late-night Thursday basketball, Shelton and Wood River. And at the line will be Stopcotti after Rojas was called for his first foul. Stopcotti has not been to the line. All 8 points were in the first half. As we said, out of those 19 points that Shelton scored in the third quarter, 15 were from Luke Glenn, 4 were from Mitch Roush. And the free throw is up, and it is in for Stopcotti. Shelton is done until Blue Hill rolls in next Friday. Three more games between now and then for Wood River. Second free throw is up, and it is in. Their home tomorrow night to take on Central City. And it is 55-49, a six-point lead here for Shelton. And underneath, they get it to 111, and he will be fouled. So that's what they were doing in the first quarter, was getting the ball underneath the man, and he got 8 points. But only two free throws since then. And the foul is on Dave Mueller, his first. And shooting two will be 111. Trying to keep Wood River in the game now. And the free throw is short. That's the first free throw Well, Erpelding missed one earlier in the quarter. They were 9 of 9 coming into the fourth quarter. Now they've missed two in a row. Second free throw, 111. And that one's good. 11 points now for Matt. And it's 55 to 50 in favor of Shelton. Got off to a quicker start here in this fourth quarter of play. On the high post to Hawks. Tried to get it back to the cutter, Glenn. He's double-teamed. Up top, Roush. Guarded by Wood, Levitch off the pick. Mitch for three. It's too strong, no good. Offensive rebound put up. It's blocked. Second chance, Glenn can't get it to go. I think that was Renaud that had the block. And Glenn is going back to the line to shoot two. The foul called on Tyler Abbott, his first. And for Luke Glenn, he is 4 of 5 at the line. The team, 5 of 6 after three, 7 of 8 after this free throw. If it goes in, it'll be 8 of 9, and it does. 26 points for Luke Glenn. Only two varsity seniors in Roush and Lyons. So a lot of these kids back next year. Second free throw won't go. Wodelevich has his fourth rebound. 56 to 50, Shelton. But you feel that it's important for Wood River to knock down a couple shots here because Shelton is starting to grab the momentum and pull away. Being down by as much as 7 in this second half. Now they're up 6. Wood River spreads the floor here. Erpelding, well on the right side. Bounce pass to Wodelevich, but it is kicked by Mueller. Don't forget, at the end of the ball game, the Misco Sports postgame show will have all the final stats, coaches' interviews, so stay with us. Wood Levitch will throw it out to midcourt. Wood River has not been able to do much on their inbounds plays, no matter where they're at. They just set up their offense. In the corner to Rojas, who has been kind of the hot hand from the outside. He's hit 3 of their 4 three-point buckets. The other one was Burkhardt, but Burkhardt is still on the floor with those 4 fouls, and now a walk called on Wood River. And you almost feel that Coach Derek Lindsay has got to get Burkhardt back out on the floor. 5.5 to go in a game. They trail 56 to 50. And he has been down now for since the 3:25 mark of the third quarter, so 6 minutes. Back door wide open. Luke Glenn layup. 28 for Glenn. And it's an 8-point lead for Shelton. Wood River has 3 timeouts remaining. Shelton has 4. Wood River needs a bucket. Shelton is doing a great job here in the second half. Well, in the last 6 minutes, basically, since Burkhardt came out. Rojas gets into that seam, gives it to Erpelding, who makes a good pass underneath to Abbott, but his shot is blocked. That was Hawks that got it, and it's picked up for a fast break. Roush, who lays it up and in. 60 to 50, the lead now at 10. And into the front court come the Eagles. 3-pointer, Rojas, it's too strong. Long rebound out to Luke Glenn. Baseball pass to the other side of the floor to Mueller. Mueller on the left wing. Takes it back out to Roush. Mitch dribbles the ball between the circles. Into the right-hand corner. Stop. Connie drives the baseline, and he drives it and scores. Probably got fouled, but they didn't call it that time. A dozen points for Stop. Connie, Wood River needs a timeout. They are down 62 to 50. But they're not going to take one. Erpelding in the corner. A little surprised by this. A big run being put on by Shelton. And now Rojas for 3, top of the key, but they're not going now. Rebound pulled down, put back up, and it will go. Erpelding is in there. He now has 13 points, 5 rebounds. And that snaps the run by Shelton, 62-52, though. A 10-point lead, and we're down to 3:40 to go. As this game moves along here, Roush. Stutter dribble off the pick. Puts the shot up from 15. No good. It deflects into the hands of Mueller. Kind of a lucky bounce. And he ends up taking the shot. Can't get it to go from 8. Rebound. Matt Renaud, his 5th. Gives it to Rojas. AB into the front court. Down to the corner to Erpelding. Erpelding, stutter. Brings it back out on the wing. You got to wonder how tired these teams are. Not a whole lot of 7. Up top to Renaud. Burkhardt still on the bench with those 4 fouls. Erpelding with it. Erpelding into the paint. Double clutch. Puts it up. No good. All purple on the rebound. Wodelevich is fouled. Wodelevich is going to go to the line. Great job there by the Eagles. And you heard one of the fans yelling, block out. And when you've got 3 kids on the rebound and 1 that shot it from 15, somebody is missing out. And the foul is on Stopcotti, his 4th. 2 free throws for Wodelevich. He's 3 of 4 at the line, has 11 points, and this one is in and out, no good. Only 5 points in the fourth quarter for Wood River. And Quinn Burkhart now finally back into the game with 3 minutes to go. Second free throw now for Wodelevich. And he'll put it up, and again it rattles out. And the horn sounded, but Roush got the rebound, and there's nothing going on, so they'll let him play. Roush dribbles it to the high post, now fires it to the baseline. Good ball fake stop. Conley, he comes underneath, gets trapped, his pass knocked away. He got himself in trouble with the dribble penetration of the steal made by Erpelding. That's only the eighth turnover for the Shelton Bulldogs. Erpelding, baseline, got the screen, pull-up jumper over Mueller, won't go. Rebound, Rojas, put back, it just won't go. And then over the back's going to be called on Wodelevich. And for Matt, that'll be his second. And then Wodelevich kind of got his leg rolled up on. He's up, he's okay. But the right call. Wodelevich clawed the back that time, even though it's a very athletic play. Shelton had position. And Stopcotti will go to the line now to shoot a 1-1. 9 fouls on each team. With 2:29 to go, 62-52, Shelton. They trailed virtually the whole first half, not by a whole lot, then fell behind by 7 in the second half, and now make the big comeback. And free throw is good by Stopcotti. 5 in the quarter, 13 in the game. And it looks like, just like in the girls' game, where Shelton had to come from behind, it looks like they're going to do the same here in the boys' game and go to 11-3, while Wood River will have their two-game winning streak snapped, maybe go to 3-12. And the second free throw stop, Cotty, is up, and it is good. Makes it 64-52. And into the front court comes Wood River. Rojas dumps it into the corner. Gets it to Wodelevich, back to Rojas for three. They need it. They get it. AB with 16 points, and that's his fourth three. 64-55. Pass break the other way. Roush takes it to the hoop, kicks it out. He could have taken a short jumper. They don't take the three. They get it into Hawks. They don't need the three. And they are open for the three, so Roush will take it and hit it. Mitch Roush, who did not play in the first half, has 9 in the second half. It is 67-55 with under 2 minutes to go. Rojas to the baseline. Wodelevich has it. Back up top they go. Renault drives and kicks it off on the right wing. Here's Erpelding into traffic. Out Rojas from the same spot he made it before. All the way around, and it will not go. Taren Hawks with the rebound. To the other end, a little out of control, and Shelton loses it. Right now the Bulldogs have to realize that they survived, and they have to put it in survival mode. Slow it down, lead by 12, 90 seconds to go. And Wood River walks the ball up the floor. They really can't afford to do that, so here comes Rojas. Pass kicked. 67-55. Shelton in for Wood River. This is one of their highest scoring performances of the year. In fact, it is their highest scoring performance of the year, outdoing the 52 against Fillmore Central. But here, they turn the basketball over. A little brush away from the ball there on that steal. And now Luke Glenn backs it out. Now drives, takes it to the hoop, and is fouled on the shot. Luke Glenn has had a monster night, including a big third quarter to help get things turned around. 28 points for Luke Glenn. He had 15 of those in the third quarter. Tyler Abbott with the foul. And it looks like they're going to clear everybody off the lane here for Shelton and just let Wood River stand there in case Luke Glenn misses him. He gets two, and the first one for Luke is on the way, and it's good. 68-55, and now looks like we're going to start to clear the bench over here on the Wood River sideline. DJ Mayfield, Trey Roth coming in. Waiting to check in is Dan Bostert. And a second free throw coming up for Luke Glenn. Can he get point number 30? And the free throw by Glenn is up, and it's in. 30 points tonight for Luke Glenn. We've seen some massive individual performances tonight and over the last couple of weeks. Meyer had 26. Tracy did in the girls' game. 69-55. Shelton with the lead, up by 14. And now up front, Maybe Rojas with it, and then throws it off of Mueller out of bounds. Shelton has not cleared their bench here. And it's not a complete clear either for Wood River, but 51 seconds remaining. They play out the string into the corner. Here's a three-pointer on the way. Again, it's around and out. No good. That time it was from Dan Bossert. Now trying to scramble for the basketball. It ends up going out of bounds off of Bossert. Give credit to Dave Mueller for the board. And we got a timeout on the floor here by Shelton. And I think they're going to bring some fresh kids into the basketball game. Just 43 seconds to go. Shelton's going to survive. They lead at 69-55. We'll finish it up right after this.
Attention football fans, it's that time of year again when the competition is heating up. If you want to be the ultimate tailgate grilling master, you need a Traeger wood pellet grill. You could be making bacon and biscuits before a morning game, pizza and hamburgers before the afternoon game, or take your time and enjoy smoking ribs or pork tenderloin before that evening game. The grill that can do it all, check out the new Traeger Junior Tailgate model. Stop grilling, start Traegering at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does the best.
Laser Tech has been putting the serve back in service for over 17 years. Laser Tech can help you with all your printer needs. New and reconditioned units, multifunction units, and fax machines, or cartridges and accessories for an existing printer. Laser Tech technicians are dispatched quickly, utilizing the latest technology, giving you same-day, next-day service. With Laser Tech, trouble-free solutions are only a phone call away. Know how to find the right solution for your business. The solution is how Laser Tech is helping businesses, doing what can be done every day.
Stop. Connie's going to get a bucket here for Shelton. It's 71-55, 25 seconds to go. Wood River gets it to Abbott down in the corner. The jumper is too strong by Renault. Ball deflected all the way out top, and Jamie Rojas is going to grab the rebound into the corner. A three on the way by Trey Roth is up, and it is good. But it's going to be too little, too late here for the Eagles. As up the floor comes Luke Glenn. He dishes it off to Hawks underneath. He walks with it with 3 seconds to go. And all Wood River has to do is throw it in one more time, and this game will be over. Jamie Rojas and a foul on Mitch Roush. See, this is, you just don't need this. And that's the fourth on Roush, so got a little competitive rivalry here in the last minute. But it will give Jamie Rojas a chance to get in the scorebook with 1 second remaining. He'll get two free throws. And the Misco Sports postgame show is coming your way next. So stay with us as Rojas, the freshman guard, puts it up, but no good off the front of the iron. Well, Wood River's definitely better than they were a month ago. There's no doubt about it. It's not going to feel too much better tonight, but their highest point output of the season. Second free throw, Rojas, and it won't go. Rebound, Dave Mueller, and this basketball game is over. And for just the second time this year, Shelton goes over the 70-point mark, and they win it 71-58. The Bulldogs will improve to 11-3. Wood River will fall to 3-12, and the numbers come your way next on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
With our producer, engineer, Grant Sparks, Doug Duda back with you here at Shelton. We want to thank Athletic Director Ron Blaze and all the folks here for their hospitality, as always. It's time for the Misco Sports Postgame Show. It's a little nostalgia tomorrow. Misco's closing their retail store at the end of business tomorrow. That doesn't mean they're going out of business. They are still serving the schools, clubs, and organizations throughout Central Nebraska and the state of Nebraska, and they'll be taking care of your baseball needs, your uniform needs, whatever you need. Misco's is going to be there. If you do need to contact them after next week, their phone line will still be open in Kearney, but you can head to their worldwide headquarters in Ord and give them a buzz up at that store. But they will still be serving. Their staff will still be intact, and they've got some new and exciting things coming your way, but the retail store does close tomorrow at Misco Sports. 71-58 in favor of the Shelton Bulldogs, and we'll give you all the numbers right after this.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about seed treatment options for your farm, contact Craig Weegis, local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Now let's take a look at the final numbers here on the Misco Sports postgame show. First off, for the Wood River Eagles, they had eight players score tonight. Quinn Burkhart got in some foul trouble, and that really hurt him in the second half. 3 points, one rebound. Jamie Rojas, one rebound. A.B. Rojas was the leading scorer tonight for Wood River with 16 points, three rebounds. Matt Wadilevich, 11 points, but eight of those were in the first quarter. He had five rebounds. Dakota Erpelding, 13 points, five rebounds and a block. D.J. Mayfield, 6 points, two rebounds and a block. Matt Renault, 4 points, five rebounds and a block. Tyler Abbott, 2 points, three rebounds, and Trey Roth hit a three-pointer at the end for his point total. 12 rebounds in the first half, 13 in the second. Free throw shooting after going 9 for 9 in the first three quarters, just 1 of 7 in the fourth. And that kind of showed you how that fourth quarter went tonight for Wood River. 3-point shooting, 2 of 4 in the first half, 4 of 9 in the second half. Turnovers, 7 of the first half, and 6 in the second half of play. The Eagles had 33 points at halftime, 25 in the second half. Wood River finishes with 58 points. That's a season high. 25 rebounds, 10 out of 16 at the free throw line, 6 of 13 from three-point land, 3 block shots, and 13 turnovers. Wood River's two-game winning streak comes to an end. They'll fall to 3-12, and they stay busy. They're home tomorrow against Central City. They are at Ord on Tuesday, and then we will have them at Gibbon next Thursday in a girls and boys doubleheader. The Gibbon boys edged Amherst tonight 56-54. That's a look at the numbers for Wood River. We'll look at Shelton right after this on the Misco Sports postgame show.
Now here's two truths. The tax man cometh and the refund follows. If you've been waiting for the tax season to upgrade your wheels, the wait's over. Even if you've got bad credit, a repossession, or collections, the friendly folks at Midway Auto Credit are here to help. So go where you don't have to take no for an answer. Midway Auto Credit, located in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at midwayautocredit.com.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow once in a while. You might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
And we're back here on the Misco Sports postgame show. Let's take a look now at the final numbers for the Shelton Bulldogs. And Dave Mueller ends up with 10 points, 5 rebounds, and a huge night tonight for Luke Glenn. He goes for 30 points. Half of those were in the third quarter. He had 4 rebounds. Clayton Stopcotti had a big fourth quarter. He had 8 of his 16 in that fourth quarter of play, 16 points. And 6 rebounds for Stopcotti. And those three guys, without Mitch Roush playing in the first half, kind of had to step it up, and they actually had bigger second halves. because of it. Then you slide down to Mitch Roush. He did have 9 points, of course, in the second half and one block shot. Taren Hawks hit a three-pointer. He had that and 2 rebounds and 1 block. Lance Lyons, 3 points and a rebound. JT Ellis, 2 rebounds and 2 blocked shots in the basketball game. Shelton had 9 rebounds in the first half, 12 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 3 of 4 in the first half, 9 of 10 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 3 of 7 in the first half, 2 of 5 in the second half. Turnovers, 5 in each half of play. Shelton had 30 points at halftime. They scored 41 in the second half. And the Bulldogs, who were down 3 at the half, end up with 71 points, the second most points they've scored this season. 21 rebounds, 12 out of 14 at the free throw line. 5 of 12 from 3-point land, 3 blocks, 10 turnovers. Real solid game from Shelton. That just shows you how well Wood River played most of the way. Shelton, lots of points, shot free throws and three-pointers well, only 10 turnovers, and they improved to 11-3, snapping a two-game losing streak with a 71-58 win over Wood River. And they will host Blue Hill, who is 7-5 going into tonight's Sandy Creek game, and that is here next Friday. Still waiting to see if Coach Matt Walder pops out, and if he does, we'll chat with him right after this.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
Larry's Market in Shelton provides you with fresh foods right in your own hometown. Check out the fresh produce and meats. With weekly specials, you will save even more by shopping local. Don't forget, Larry's has movie rentals, party supplies such as balloons, deli trays, and deli sandwiches. Everything you need in Shelton. Why shop anywhere but Larry's Market in Shelton? Best of luck, Bulldogs.
And Coach Matt Walder expected to join us here in just a minute. Again, we thank everybody for joining us for tonight's broadcast in the girls' game. While we wait for the coach to make it out to us, it was Shelton rallying in that one for a 56-48 victory, 26 points for Tracy Meyer. For Wood River, Kelsey Baugh hit 5 threes, had 19 points. Kelly Bossert, 15 points, 13 rebounds, and 2 blocks. Remember, next Thursday, Wood River will be taking on Gibbon at Gibbon, and we'll have that for you here on Classic Hits. And here in the boys' game, 71-58. And Coach Matt Walder joins us. And, Coach, I thought pretty much all night tonight, girls and boys, these are a couple of fun games to watch. You end up with even though that was the most points that Wood River got all year, something has happened there in the last couple of weeks that they've got some confidence, and they come out and played almost a perfect first half to take that lead. I look at everything you guys did. I mentioned the postgame. The only reason you were behind is because Wood River was playing so well. I don't think there was really any point tonight where you didn't play well.
And that's actually what I told our kids. I said, we're playing fine. Our shots are falling, which, didn't happen Tuesday night. But overall, we were playing fine. It was just the fact I think that was hurting us the most was we were giving up old boards. And, give credit to Wood River team that, came out and like we knew they were, and they were going to be fired up, and they were going to play as tough as they possibly could, and that's what they did.
Mitch Roush didn't play in the first half, but he did play in the second half, and he got his 9 points. But it was almost his presence made Wood River look at him, and that allowed your big three. We talked about it in Mueller, Glennon, and Stopcotti, and of course we can talk about Luke in a minute, but everybody else seemed to pick up their game even another notch.
Yeah, and Mitch set out the first half for disciplinary reasons. He knows the reason, and the team knows the reason, and regardless of what everybody else knows, we know as a team. And he came off the bench and he gave us a little bit of a spark, and that's what we needed, and I knew that's what would happen. And in general, the guys see him out there, and I think it's a plus for them. And as far as Wood River's defense goes, you have to account for him. You just can't leave him alone. So you probably are sacrificing one of your better defenders, which, they put on somebody that wasn't quite up to the level tonight, like, Hawks or even Stopcotti or whatever. Now you got to transfer him over to Roush, and that leaves it a little bit easier work for Taren or Clayton or whatever it may be. So it helped us out.
We're talking with Coach Matt Walter of Shelton, and there seemed to be one big thing that happened in this ball game tonight that made it turn the tide. And Luke, one of the reasons he got those 30 points is when Burkhart got his third foul, then got his fourth foul. They have to put in the young freshman, and not to throw him under the bus, but he's a 5'5 freshman that isn't used to playing against he was put in a tough spot, and Luke knew what to do, and he cleared him out a few times. And even when Martinez got in his way, somebody would come over and commit a foul, and Luke really took advantage of that.
You know, Luke's a great kid. Honestly, the only thing I can say about him is how much I admire him as a individual. I'm so happy to have him on our team, and I know everybody else is. He's a great individual, great person, great attitude, does everything I ask of him. And tonight, he's just a smart player, whatever sport it may be. If it's football, basketball, you know, you throw him into any other sport, he's smart. He knows what's going on. He knows what to do. And we've talked about it. You know, if you have a mismatch, call it out and get there. And, you know, you have a mismatch, like you said, the kid is going to be, you know, from Wood River 22, he's going to be a good player. But right now, Luke's more experienced, a little bit stronger. He knows what to do. Maybe a little bit more athletic right now. So that's what he did. And overall, I think, and I said in the locker room after the game, I thought Luke was our spark tonight. You know, when we needed him to play big, when our leading scorer, Mitch, is having to sit out for the first half, you know, he was big. And he really kept us in it in the first half. They were hitting shots. You know, A.B. Rojas played a heck of a game for them. He hit a lot of shots. I don't know how many points he had, but he had a dang good game.
16 for A.B. tonight. Mm-hmm. So you look now, you have just one game between now and a conference tournament. You're going to get a full week of practice as you get ready to take on a solid Blue Hill team. And then into the conference tournament, and then three very winnable games before you head into the sub-districts. But yet, it was a big win tonight. You dropped a couple, and first sign of adversity all year for your ball club.
You know, last year we didn't drop two in a row all year, and so the kids weren't used to it. You know, they didn't drop two in a row in football. You know, it's just hasn't been that way. And it is adversity, and we always talk about it in practice. It doesn't matter what kind of adversity it is, you got to be able to overcome it. And, you know, we had to get off this night. We lost two in a row, and this was a big win for our team, regardless of maybe our defense lacking on the O boards or on the defensive boards a little bit, which really killed us. You know, we had to have this win, no matter how close it was. You know, this is Wood River Shelton. We live 7 miles apart from each other. It's a rivalry renewed, and it's not a given Shelton game, but it's given Wood River. I mean, kids know kids. We know each other better than you know, half the players that we in our conference. So it's a big win. It's no matter what the score is, you know, if we would have won by one, I would still be saying the same thing. It's a big win.
Well, Matt, congratulations on the win, 11-3. Best of luck next week and in the tournament. Hopefully we'll see you again soon.
Yep. Thanks
Coach. Matt Walter, head coach here at Shelton. An impressive display tonight, 71-58. Luke Glenn, 30 points to lead the way. And you've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports closing their retail store in Kearney forever tomorrow. That doesn't mean they're going out of business, but if you do maybe get a good deal on what's left in the store, check it out tomorrow, and then they will be going with a variety of new and improved ways to serve you. They're still taking care of all the schools. They're still taking care of your softball team, your baseball team, your American Legion squad, your clubs, your organizations, whatever you need, and you've done it in the past, they're still taking care of you with their full staff at Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. Tomorrow, Pleasanton at Elm Creek basketball. Saturday afternoon, the finals of the Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Tournament from Donovan Trumbull on ESPN 1460 tomorrow. Kearney High, Lincoln Southeast, and Saturday afternoon, Kearney Catholic and Gothenburg. For our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda. Two great games tonight. Shelton wins the girls' game 56-48, and the boys' game over Wood River 71-58. This is Doug Duda saying good night, everyone.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports presentation, brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.